With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
Yeah!
And every time I
just keep doing it.
Had your food, then we got
it.
Yeah, you fooled.
I
have the world wondering what's going down at 93.9. All I do is win, baby. Good job, fellas. Way to make my Monday morning where it needs to be. Got a great, great, great show to up for y'all today. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's 8150. 93.9 is the number. 3831. 93.9 is the text line. Steve Rubbage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Man, another good weekend. Another good weekend. It's there's not a lot going wrong right now. I enjoy my team. It's fun. We're going to get to see them play again. Two big games this weekend or this week. Right. And then, you know, I mean, all around the sports world, man, there's a ton to talk about.
Brian Hall in the booth. Congratulations, my man.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're not a Vikings fan anymore?
Oh, I am, but I mean, we're not making the playoffs. We got to win, but, you know, we're just not there.
Why didn't y'all congratulate me? Top 10 pick? Cowboys? Top 10 pick?
Hey, who the Lions going to hire?
Nobody. Hopefully an offensive guy. Jerk.
Any rumored names?
Somebody don't even
some want behind the scenes talk, maybe?
Some guy that don't even feel the defense.
Urban Meyer? Oh, yeah.
I swear, listen, it was the worst ending to a season that I've ever lived through in my life.
That was terrible.
It was the worst thing I've ever lived through. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Brian, bring the spirits back up. I am.
Hey, we got to win. So let's keep riding the win train. We're going into a top 25 matchup on Wednesday against Virginia Tech. I'm assuming. I don't want to assume too far, but Louisville might be a top 25 team as well, so it might be a battle of top 25 teams. It's the first time we've had that in a while.
I think they'll
That's
be just
a good point.
I
We're think, just outside.
I think they'll be just outside. Yeah,
they're scared still. To put us back in the top 25 because of us wetting the bed against Wisconsin.
But to Brian's point, I mean, it still be big.
I got some more good news for you.
Okay.
And this one you might actually be okay with. Instead of Robbie Bell, we're bringing Cole Bentley back.
That was better. That's better news.
All right.
I'm not doing the Kentucky thing where, I mean, they've been wetting the bed every time a guy announces they come back. I'm like, that team just got their teeth kicked in for a whole season. Like, every guy they get back, they're like, yeah! Got another one. That team's terrible.
Yeah, listen,
I don't know what he's saying.
Listen, living on campus is fun. They'd rather be at Kentucky than doing whatever they was going to do.
Selling insurance? Yeah, I guess so. But
congrats to Lamar Jackson, too, on making the playoffs yet again.
Yeah. And I'm going to get to that real quick, too. But, you know, Cole Bentley, Robbie Bell, I don't mean that it's disrespect to them. I just hope that we have guys coming up that can take their jobs. You know, I mean, C.J. Avery, I think that one got people a little more excited with the, I mean, he's a defensive captain.
Oh, definitely excited.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, you're going to have one or two coming back that excites you. But for depth purposes, or, I mean, heck, maybe we don't have depth, and maybe we're going to need them to play. And if so, God have mercy on our soul. But so there's that. Lamar Jackson got rolling.
Yes, sir.
He's got a good game. I think a perfect. I'm glad he got the Titans.
I'm so glad he got the Titans.
Yeah.
Very winnable.
Yeah.
I mean, Titans are good, but, I mean, like, who cares if Lamar goes and he gets some easy matchup that nobody respects, and then he gets, you know, and then he gets rolled. You know what I'm saying? Or he rolls and then gets rolled by Kansas City the next round and still like, hey, he won one game. He has a chance by getting the Titans on his schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a chance to.
Steve, did McCarthy purposely not challenge that call because he wanted to lose? I you know, that's what I would like to think, but I just think he is inept and doesn't understand what he's doing. So I'll just go. I just think he's terrible.
Does that make Aaron Rodgers look so much more validated?
Yeah, it does. It's painful to say, but it does. Yeah.
So everybody wonder why Aaron Rodgers acted like he had arrogance, like he was the smartest person in the room.
No, because he was. Like, Mike McCarthy, literally, I don't know. Like, because, like, I would like to think that, like, what the Eagles pulled last night, like, which I thought was hilarious because I don't like the Giants or you know, but I don't like the Eagles either, so it doesn't really matter. But I thought that was hilarious. That was like, look, man, hey, I need my draft spot, so I'm going to take my guys out. I'm going to throw the game. Like, I feel like that was.
Are they going to get in trouble by the NFL?
I don't know what you can do. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying I love what they did, but they were pretty, like, you feel like that was calculated. With McCarthy, like, part of me wants to say, well, he didn't challenge that because maybe. You kind of, I mean, because if they, whoever, if you win that game, the Redskins end up winning.
Football team.
You just, yeah, you are, yeah, the whatever, the team in Washington, the Washington soccer team. So I'm gonna call them until they come up with a name. But they end up winning. You just gained another win, and now you fell back, you know, 4 or 5 draft spots. So I would like to think they did that, but I really don't think he understands that. I think he was just like. Yeah, he got it. But anyway, so I am excited about Lamar. I am going to
panic level on your running backs, coach.
Not very high. I mean, I hate losing him, but I mean that's part of the game. I mean, when guys are good, and he went back to a place where I mean it's his home, you know. So it is what it is. Mm. I think we'll get a good one. So I'm more worried about getting a guy in here that can recruit. So
yeah, so you'd rather have a recruiter than especially at the running back position.
Yeah. Yeah,
get a recruiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All the running backs we played that are good, like, there's no running back coach is teaching him anything.
Right. Right. I'm kind of going through the text before we dive head first into this basketball team, which I love. Lamar is going to punish the Titans for knocking him out last year. That's kind of my point. I think he's going to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So I like that game.
You think the team really tries to back him up on this?
Yeah, one? I do. I do. 100%. Sounds like the NCAA will announce the tourney will officially be played in Indy. Well, and not just that. Apparently today, they're going to start announcing some sites. So we'll get a little more of an insight on where, you know, where we will be playing. Of course, that conversation is only relevant for one team in this area. Well, two, Western. but we'll talk some NCAA tournament sites. Be exciting. Okay, real quick question.
I'm listening.
If they allow some fans, are y'all, like, is the NCAA tournament this year, what I'm asking is, I don't think it'd be full, but because my wife asked me this, that's why I'm asking y'all, because she said, we were talking about just planning different things, you know, we're going to go to a couple days at Disney at the 1st of February, and she had to take a week off, because she's going to extend, and she gets a free week off sometime in that area. She said, are you going to go to any of the tournament games, even if it's less capacity? And I told her, I think so. So I was curious, how many people do you think, well, with it being an indie, you think there's enough? I mean, because.
Here's the thing.
Am I prisoner of the moment because I'm in love with my team? Or
here's the thing. Right now, everybody's nodding their head no, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying. They're really excited. Okay, right now, the level we're at as a fan base is I might break some of the guidelines to throw a little bit of a watch party.
Fair enough.
Right? Or there's plenty of good restaurants with good options, and they can social distance you real good, and they got TVs and all this good stuff. But they're going to want to step out of their element to watch this game, right?
Yeah.
That's where you're at right now. You know, if you keep going at the same trajectory, right?
Right.
But Steve, if Charles Menlin is better than DeAndre Davis.
Okay.
If Charles Mendland joins this team, and if Malik Williams gets back on this team, then everything we just said about not going is not even a conversation.
No, yes. I will walk to,
listen, what is
to
our,
Indy.
What is our allotment, and when will it be released?
And how much do I need to pay?
And I'll take an injection at the door.
Yes. Yes. I'll say, well, you've got to be vaccinated 17 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Not one. Not two. But, Steve.
By the way, my wife got that. So she's not. I'm monitoring it because people know I'm not getting into this conversation.
Right, right.
I don't take flu shot. Like I don't like to vaccinate. Right. I don't do that. It's just me. But my kids were vaccinated, whatever. So she took it, so I'm monitoring her very closely.
Right.
Yeah. So
but no, point being,
she's like, and I'm terrible. I'm the worst because she's like, is it cold near to you? I'm like, no, well, you vaccinated.
You may have a cold.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Is it warm? Yeah, no, that's probably a side effect. I'm watching every side effect from her. So
okay,
so far, she's great, though.
I think the attitude will change if Charles Mendland looks like he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened, Steve.
Well, and let's not get it twisted. Louisville won't have a problem getting rid of their allotment of tournament tickets.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So something happened, Steve.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can jump to it. If I can work on the fly, okay. I want you to see this last play. Okay, keep the people occupied for about 30 more seconds if you can.
Okay, well, one more thing that came out before we get to the team. The net rankings come out today. Brian, did you see the net rankings?
I haven't seen them yet. I knew they came out today.
Okay, well, they just, like, in the last 20 minutes.
Got it.
Okay.
Louisville's 33rd. So that's not bad. It does kind of show you the computers don't love them yet, but they're going to have a lot of chances. Their one loss was to number 11, Wisconsin.
Wait, is Wisconsin 11 in the net? Or
yeah, 11 in the net.
Okay.
So, you know, it's good. I mean, but they're solidly, I mean, that would be Louisville solidly in the field. So Kentucky's 144. So if there was two tournaments, Kentucky would be about 20 spots out.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What do you mean if there was two tournaments, yeah. Steve?
So if you played two NCAA tournaments right now.
You mean like Division I tournament and then a secondary?
Kentucky wouldn't quite be on the bubble of the second tournament if they were playing two tournaments.
Even with Allen?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Probably be a one seed.
So, Steve, I want you to see something before we move forward. This is to make the point. I'm going to want you to look at this.
Mm.
You're not going to have any idea what you're looking for.
Okay.
But I want you to spot. People.
I'm looking at Louisville Boston College.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be a very innocuous play, right? Or very just a random play.
Okay.
But I want you to focus on what you see. Okay. It's going to be kind of weird, y'all. It's bad radio, but.
Okay.
I think Steve's going to be glad I showed him this.
I'm watching.
And it's something that I noticed.
Okay, I'm watching. Okay. Okay. Did I miss it?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I can't really see it.
We'll do it again.
Okay, I'm watching. This is the last play of the half.
And okay, it happens after this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I went back a little too
far. Yeah, he did. Sorry, we're watching this. All right.
Actually, I screwed that up, Steve. We went all the way to the...
Yeah. where the game's
right here,
over.
Right here.
Look. Gabe?
I'm going to give you one last... Okay.
Okay.
Red shirt.
Okay. Oh, Malik. Oh, okay.
Look at Malik.
Yeah.
Look at
him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at him. Look at him chasing that ball down. Malik's moving well. That's a good call, man. That was a good eye.
Look.
That's a really good eye. You guys, listen. I want everybody right now, if you're listening, go to the Louisville-Boston College condensed game on YouTube. fast forward to about the four minute 30 second mark and watch Malik go after this ball. He's moving pretty good, isn't he? Look, Coach Mack said we might be looking at beginning of February.
Explain to them how good he's moved. Tell them.
No, yeah, look, he jumps. Now he goes after. Look, he plants on his foot.
Bad foot?
Yeah.
He's chasing. Okay, I'm explaining people
Now we're here.
Okay.
This is good.
What happens is the last shot of the Boston College, they throw it all, you know, they just do that long, you know, Hail Mary shot or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It misses the rim and air balls. Malik jumps up and jumps after it. He kind of misses it on the first one, and then he, like, takes about two other steps.
Yeah.
So we see him walking around in his boot, and we're like, God, when is he going to come back? If you look at this video, if that's where you're at right now,
yeah,
what is he going to be like in a month?
Yeah. No, yeah, he'll be ready to go. Yeah, he'll be ready to play, man. That was a good catch. That was a really good catch. Listen,
I was watching the game and I was like, that ball boy over there looks like he's pretty spry. Like, and I said, is that Malik?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Malik? That was good defense too.
That was a good catch. Yeah. So, I mean, before we dive into this game, we do know that Charles is probably going to come back maybe this week, definitely next week, but maybe this week it looks like. And Coach Mack addressed Malik, too, and said that, you know, I mean, we're looking probably mid-January. He's going to get to start getting back to doing some things. And then beginning of February might be a good shot at the first couple weeks of February, getting him back into do the rotation. That means he would have a full month of ball. He would play 8 games before we got to the ACC tournament.
At least.
Now, let's come back. Why does that excite me? Well, that excites me for multiple reasons. But it excites me because we're learning something about this Louisville basketball team the more we watch them.
Steve.
Yeah.
Do you want to dive all the way in that or do you want to take a quick early break?
Either way.
I think it's because here's the thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to force this fan base to apologize to Coach Mack.
Okay.
I'll leave the apology.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to force everyone else to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Exactly why we should all be apologizing.
Yeah. And there's some things to talk about that.
You said it.
Yeah.
It's been right in front of our face.
Yeah, it's been right in front of our face, man.
We've refused to acknowledge it mm-hmm. because the shiny toys sometimes distract you.
But we knew, and I know we're trying to segue here, but we knew with a smart fan base. And something watching these games told us, I can't put my finger on it, but this team can be good. And we were focusing on one thing, when in reality, the answer was right there.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, Steve, because our subjects are going to cross paths, should we do the apology first and foremost, or do you want to talk about what was in front of our face, the entire team, on why this could be a good team and just watching the game, how it felt like it could be a great team?
No, I think we'll start, I think we should start there. Mm-hmm. And then, because to explain what we mean, I'll go back to the segue or the tease before the segment, before the commercial. we watching this game as Louisville fans, like I said, it's a smart fan base. They understand good basketball when it's not good basketball. Mm-hmm. You talk to a lot of fans, and everybody has said, you know, something along the lines of, I feel like this team can be really good. I feel like they are pretty good. But we immediately kept going back to, they're not shooting it really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. You know, they're not in a lot of movement on offense, you know, like, mm-hmm. So I feel like it, but I've talked to a lot of Louisville fans that felt almost a little bit gun shy or confused mm-hmm. to jump off on that, because it was like, I mean, they're not really clicking offensively, but yet my brain is telling me, that's a good team. It's a pretty good team.
Outside of Wisconsin, we felt like we were in control of every game.
Yeah.
No game took any comebacks. Like,
no.
Outside of slow starts, but those aren't really comebacks. Those are kind of fill out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it was like we've won. And then Saturday,
mm-hmm.
it hit me
mm-hmm.
what it was.
What was it, Steve?
This team is very, very good defensively. There it is. I'm watching this game, and then I start retroactively going through other games, and I'm going, you know what? It's really hard to get to the bucket on this team. I mean, really hard. Even if you get out on an island, if you get a guy one-on-one, most of our guys keep their man in front of them. Then you start to watch, and I'll kind of transition and flip the ball to you too, because I know you have some stuff on this and apology. Then I'm watching, and you're just watching communication, and you start to see there was 2 or 3 possessions against Boston College, and you're, because, you know, you go back to the Kentucky game, and of course, on that side of it,
mm-hmm.
and then there's some on our side too. Like, oh, it's just a bad game. Oh, they play well. And you're like, go back and watch, and you're like, oh, we did play well. We played pretty well defensively. And then you go back to the other games and you're like, dang, they looked good defensively. And Saturday, they looked almost like a oiled machine.
And you got to remember, too, like when you saw shots of Kentucky go up and they missed, in your mind, it was just somebody missing it and Louisville got a lucky break. Steve and I, watching the game, watched guys recognize he's a scout report no-no. Mm-hmm. Don't chase him out there. Like, in the middle of running after a shooter.
Two guys.
Yeah, right.
Like one time, number one caught it on the wing.
Wide
two
open.
Two guys turned, went after, and then they both split and went to deny the pass.
Yeah.
It was like,
the threats.
You can have that. And then it was number one. He had already missed like 3 or 4. And then he shoots, bricks, and we get the rebound and
like
go
you,
on.
You could literally watch them. This is a switch. This is a fight through the screen. Mm-hmm. This one here. Talk. Go. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm watching that with Steve. And we're in the studio, you know, for the pregame. We just stayed around. So now your energy is going up. Now you're like watching these kids lock in on their man defensively.
We were, the energy in our room was getting, you're like, let's go.
Listen, you watch Carl Leak
get
deflections on his man. You remember last year where we were like, there's no ball pressure. Like, Coach Mack, I'm not going to tolerate no ball pressure for the next 15 years of my life. You know what I'm saying?
No, watching you coach. I was cussing him under my breath. I was like, okay, this is how he coaches.
Right?
And it's going to be terrible.
So all last year, people, you saw a team of seniors, but you never saw like a lot, like you basically never saw one-on-one jumping in somebody's face close enough to disturb the ball. You know what I'm saying? To like, you know, when they're dribbling to smack it loose and anything like that, and still be in guarding position to stay in front of a guy. So now you're starting to see this defense kind of extend and kind of get up in people. So it's like your defense started to be the aggressor in this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching that, and I'm watching these rotations, as I'm watching the help side, and I'm like, everybody's in perfect position, right? And then I said, oh my God, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. This was the answer right in front of us, y'all. I said, there is no way on God's green earth a guy who started playing college basketball at 15 understands these defensive rotational principles. no way Aiden's going to be on that floor. I watched five dudes on a string, Steve.
Yeah.
I watched them on an absolute string. I watched Quentin come in the game. You remember, like, we're laughing about Gabe getting in last week or something before Aiden, right?
Right.
And can you imagine to somebody who's not really a sports fan listening to Coach say, I was most proud of the way he talked.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but does he have a funny voice? Barry White voice or something? Hey, he talked a lot. Hey, that's why he's in the game. And you get him and you look out there and you see he's quarterbacking the defense from the back line like Malik is, like Malik does.
Yeah.
And now you're like, Aiden's not confident enough to quarterback a defense from the back. He's still trying to get his guarding position right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so I watched the game of us be like suffocating on defense. And I'm like, listen, you got like, you're going to put in some plays throughout the season. You're going to put in some offensive sets.
Sure.
But by tournament time, everybody knows all your play, all your actions, right? So Coach Mack is kind of a, we got to do the guarding thing first. Mm-hmm. We got to do the rebounding. Did you see our team fight for defensive rebounds?
Yeah.
At the 50-50 balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how hard did they start fighting? So you're watching that and you're like, hey, this is starting to look like a different, how much different does that team look defensively than what you saw last year on film?
Oh, it's like night and day.
Like it's yeah. Right. So here's the thing. You're like, okay, Coach didn't turn into a different coach. You know what I'm saying? He just, I mean, I don't know if it's foot speed, you know what I'm saying, or just determination.
No, it's better defenders. I mean, because one thing I will say, and I said this last year, even a guy like Dwayne Sutton, we immediately just pegged him big time defensive,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the ball defender.
Right.
He really wasn't. I mean, when you watched him play, you're like,
he was just better than,
he's not a great on the ball defender.
He was just better than what we had.
Yeah, he was long and he hustled and he made up for what he couldn't do, you know,
yep.
with extra, you know, and stuff, and he rebounded well. But I mean, really this year, we have a lot of guys who can defend one on one. And that's what I'm saying. The main thing, how do you get to the basket against the pack line? Sometimes you try to if you can, okay, let me get one tight, give me one guy out here, I get around one, you know. You can't really do that with our team. The only time you're getting buckets at the basket are kind of broken plays where sometimes bad bounce, different stuff.
But here's the thing. It's the Donovan Mitchell effect. The first time you saw Donovan Mitchell at Duke turn his defense into offense, I'm going to make you uncomfortable now.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to pack line it. And once our pack line has like locked in, now they start extending.
Called it in the pregame with Carlique. And defensively, and that showed it showed very much so, and that was a really, that needs to be acknowledged.
By the way, the phone lines are open. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. What Steve is referring to in the pregame, mm-hmm. I said this is a game we were talking about, like players of the game, who predictions offense, and stuff like that. Defense. Yeah, I said I thought Carlique was going to be the defensive player of the game.
Yeah,
because I've seen Carlique get a little more, you know, like, okay, David's comfortable now. Everybody looks a little more comfortable now. Now I can start, listen, some of these weaker point guards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Carlique is going to start preying on them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you can tell he just wasn't there yet. I'm not reaching yet, even though I know. So notice how, like, he knocks the ball out of bounds a couple times from the offensive player. He kind of gets some deflections. Got some bad breaks on the deflections,
yeah.
But they're there. So now you see, you know, DeAndre Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be careful with him.
Yeah.
Y'all be careful with him on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys are starting to extend lot more.
Watching more, you want to know the answer why he can struggle a little bit offensively and still get the minutes he's getting. Watch him defensively. Like that. Of course, he ended up with 11. We'll get to more player specific.
Josh Nickleberry gets in the game.
I like him.
He keeps his man in front of him. He gives up that and one. God, I'm so mad at him on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, outside. Watch Jalen Withers. out there defensively.
Yeah.
I would listen. I owe him an apology. I owe Coach Mack an apology.
Well, again, I don't know that we owe Jalen an apology. That was my point.
Actually, yeah.
We said offensively, he was soft.
Yep.
And that may still be the case.
But we took away.
But yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah. And that was kind of my point with a lot of fans, man. Because I mean, me included, we were all talking, and everybody's like, I just can't point it. But man, they feel like they're good. And then it's like, well, because we weren't looking at them as a defensive team, mm-hmm. you know. And you're like, they can really play. They can D up. And so now again, Jalen on the defensive end, I thought's been pretty good. But offensively,
yeah,
I still
stick to yeah. Okay, good,
I think
good point.
He was soft there, but yeah. How many charges did we take Saturday?
Josh had two. Jalen had one that I know of.
We had to have four or five.
They missed us on a couple. They missed us on a couple.
Yeah. Well, like, they missed a lot. God, that was about as bad as it gets, man.
Jalen has kept his shoes on, Texter says.
Yeah. Josh, the best charge taker on the team. That might be true.
He took two good ones. I'm look. Am I just gonna like Mark Quinn down for one? Like, just I don't even.
I'm like, Quinn had to have had one, right?
I don't really remember. Brian, did Quinn take a charge?
I don't recall one honestly. That game,
Quinn had a charge.
But we'll Gabe? Say
him or Gabe did. All right. what about Gabe? Yeah, Gabe. We'll try to stay on the defensive conversation for a few minutes because I know in the second hour we do need to talk about. I do want to talk about player specific and start breaking some of these plays down, you know, and different things. Defensively, though, Gabe was good again. I thought. I mean, he didn't give up a lot. If anything,
and he listen,
he pick and roll. He is
offensively. He got his hand on like three or four rebounds. Now, he did not finish, but you could see them.
We did the second time.
Yeah, yeah.
He corrected his mistake. I liked that.
But see, I meant finished on a couple times. He got his hands on the basketball. I finished like getting the rebound
yeah,
all
okay,
the way.
Sure.
He ended up deflecting it.
I was talking about an actual finish. Yeah.
You got to get those comfortable moments where you actually get the basketball in your hand and slow down enough to get fouled. Mm-hmm. You know, Quinn got the ball under the basket. He got the pump fake. Guy gets away with the block, but that's a teaching moment, Quinn.
Yeah.
You come away with that foul.
Absolutely.
DeAndre gets his guy on the post.
Yeah.
Ends up spin move. He shoots it. He misses it. Gets it. We were attacking the offensive board as well,
a
little more than normal. So, yeah, those guys, like, I thought they took huge steps up.
I did, too.
On the glass.
Okay, let me, since I'm kind of holding off before we dive into some of these player specifics, maybe till 11 o'clock. Okay, let me ask you, because I've tried to avoid this, because I don't like the excuse making, because I'm like, y'all are finely tuned machines at mm-hmm. times, as far as personally, your bodies. Did that 10-day layoff, maybe? Maybe it took a little more out of them than we gave credit for. And I'm not just talking about the Wisconsin game. Wisconsin was better than you, okay? Nobody's arguing that. Like, you weren't going to be Wisconsin that day, probably, especially missing a couple guys. Maybe we get everybody back healthy and catch them again in March. I might feel a little different, but I'm not trying to make an excuse for losing that game.
Right.
But I'm saying just maybe where would they be right now?
Without the
I'm with you, Steve. Another example of that, just to kind of prove your point, is the women's team, who was off like over three weeks.
Good point.
They were almost tied with Northern Kentucky at halftime, and that just shows you that time off. It took them a little while to get up to speed.
That's a really good point, because I watched that game late into the second half. I mean, the fourth quarter, and Lindsay Duvall. I mean, shout out Bullitt County. Was making plays. It was like that was a game, you know. I mean, I think our women were
in control.
They're a really good team, but I mean, yeah, that's a really good point by Brian. Like, maybe that might be a case in point right there. That like, and they just haven't been playing games. Like, our women haven't been the ones that have been out. That's why I really like that Dana Evans corrected someone. A national media person who mentioned something about why isn't Louisville being able to get games, you know, they must be doing something. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hold up. We have not had any game canceled on our end.
Right.
Like, these other people are – at this point, I think the ACC is just ducking them. But I just say you're ducking. I'm like, we're not going to play them. So
until they reschedule it. Listen, the moment they fill somebody in schedule, okay, we're good.
Yeah. But to Brian's point, they're just not playing games. We shut down for 10 days. Boom. Nothing. Maybe. Okay, so I'll go back. I'm kind of asking you. Like, I don't know. You know? I mean.
Listen. The college coaches have a lot of nightmares. College basketball players, or basketball coaches, a lot of things keep them up at night. You know, worried about late night phone calls. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, the team things. Nothing scares a college basketball coach like 3 days home vacation, holiday vacation. Coaches, like, they will have a talk with you, Steve, and it's just the worst. You got 2.5 days off, Steve. Think about this.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of your season, and the coaches have to give you, they will schedule a 5 o'clock practice just so you won't have all that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. they will give you a shoot around the morning of that you return just to get you back running in a basketball format in 2.5. Think about it. Your Christmas break is 2.5 to 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the coaches are like, oh my God, they're going to lose all their conditioning.
Yeah.
In 3 days, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
10.
I know. 10. Can't do anything.
But they're supposed to be self-motivated. Dude, chasing Nate Johnson up and down the court is not the same.
But do we know?
As jogging at home. Look, jogging up Bunker Hill Road in Clarksville.
But do we know that were they able to do anything?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean.
Even if you went for a run outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of them were, but I mean. If he said 90% of the team had it, they weren't allowed to leave.
Right. Right.
So, like,
I mean, yeah,
you're doing push-ups. You're doing, like, I mean, seriously, like, you're jogging down the hallway or something.
They're doing like Brian.
I'm a Pacer. Big fan of the Pacers.
Brian's almost mowed me down a couple times. Like, whoa, hey, where you going?
Brian,
hey,
get out of my path. Get out of my way.
Brian's just dashing up and down.
But no. Yeah,
that's about the most they can do.
I know. So,
and there is no cardio to that.
No. So, I mean, maybe that took a little more out of them than we gave credit for. Because we tried to do the no excuses. Look, okay, Wisconsin's better.
Everybody's going through it.
Yeah, bounce back. You got to win games. You got to win, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've done that.
Wanted to play.
Yeah, right. And maybe it did take a little bit out of them. But regardless, I do think that they have a shot to be an elite defensive team this year. I mean, as they continue to add guys back, and I'm talking as we get into March.
That's also watching them defensively is also.
I'm like, saying elite compared to the other teams this season. Maybe all-time great.
Yeah, in the
top 10,
who you're playing, who you're playing against this year. And what the field is, you have a chance to be one of the better defensive systems in the field. So I'm watching them defensively, and then I'm like, you got to have good wills to play defense like that. Because on offense, you can control when you use a bad will. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a rolled ankle, on offense, you can kind of control your movements, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're playing really, really tight-knit defense, you're reacting to everybody else. So you can't have knee and ankle issues and you can't protect it. Like, even if you play man-to-man defense and you're like a strong defender, you can have a little hitch in your giddy up and still be smart enough, you know, crafty enough to kind of keep a guy out of the paint. But if you're pack line where you're like your teammates opponent is just as much a threat as yours.
Yeah.
So you're playing recovery all game long.
Yeah.
And help recovery. And it requires a lot of energy and a lot of, like, you know, last minute dexterity, last minute changes of mind. Just all out, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, all out stop and goes, you know. So it's like I'm just watching the game and I'm like, coach, you have to take your time. I see why coach is taking his time with the Josh Nickleberry. I can see, yeah, for Josh Nickleberry to be a tight defender, he's going to have to be 110% healthy.
Yeah.
And if there's something that doesn't look right, we're going to look at the video. If he's not closing out with the right foot, he's going to put our defense in jeopardy. So can you imagine Aiden running out and his help is middle and he runs out with his left foot, you know, a top side?
Yeah.
And coach just going, no, like your help is hit. Like
yeah.
To us, it's like, okay, to the typical fan, you're like, what difference is what foot he closes out with? What difference does that make?
Yeah.
Go guard your man. You know what I'm saying? And Aiden just ran out there to guard his man.
Yeah.
He's happy he's in the right position, but if he doesn't close out with the, you know, with the right foot, you know, going to the help.
Oh, sure.
He's losing containment.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the lineman that's, you know, that you take a misstep and now you're picking your quarterback off the ground.
Well, it's when you're even a game like Saturday, you know, when a team, you know, regardless of if you feel like that the calls are not as the best or not, you know, a team's kind of going on a little run and they're giving one last burst here,
yep,
and they cut it to nine. And then if you're in the game, that can be the difference, man. Like that could be the difference of instead of now Louisville gets that stop.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it to seven. Louisville gets that
stop. Everybody was in the right position. Yeah.
Quinn goes down, hits a three. Boom. You know, we're back. Okay, now it's back open. What if you're down seven? Everybody's in right position. Aiden, somebody like that's in who doesn't get it. They give it up there. Boom. They get to the bucket. Somebody helps over. And once, 4-point game. Now you're in a game. Like, that's the difference of – so everybody was in the right spot. They did exactly what it needed to take to win that game.
So, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking about, you know, all the coaches talking about the talent, all the NBA coaches talking about the talent that comes into the league. And they talk about how everybody's talented, but the smart ones get the defensive rotations. Those interviews where LeBron can say, no, so the ball went to so-and-so, you know, we had a rotation, you know, I had to go left, bless you. We had to go left, you know, he went over to, you know, one side. Yeah. And you know, those defensive rotations in the NBA game is the difference between why you play and why you don't play.
Sure.
We are in love with, like, fantasy offense and, you know, and the dunks and threes. We just pay attention to offense so much that you forget the game is everybody so talented that the game analytics are changing to tough shots and all defensive rotations.
But now let me give us as a fan base a pass as well. We're also learning, Coach Mack. We're learning what type of team we're going to be for the next 15, 20 years. This is such a
different team from last year.
Well, and really, truthfully, this is Coach Mack's first team. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm not being mean when I say untainted.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
with different styles.
And I think we as a fan base are learning, too. Okay. This is the team we are. We were a Rick Pitino team for 17 years or whatever, 18 years. I mean, that we were a Rick Pitino team. We knew what we were. Now, okay, what are we? We're learning that, and this fan base can adapt.
And let me stop this one right now. The are we Virginia thing, right? The reason we're not going to play that game, and I don't bring it here, because you watch Virginia purposely milk the clock on offense to limit possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Did that team look like they were milking the clock to not shoot the ball? Does Coach Mack, when you look at his offensive freedom, it's not Virginia.
No.
So yeah, no.
So
no, people, you know.
But I get it. I think you hear pack line.
Right.
You hear,
but, yeah, but that's what sure. I'm saying. Like no. Let's draw a significant difference.
No. Yeah.
Just because our defense has Virginia principles on it, on the offensive end, Coach Mack shoots the ball. Early in the shot clock, late in the shot clock, if you can take your man, you take him. If you see something there, you go get it.
This is not a great shooting team, and they look like they have a
green light
to shoot the ball when you're open. Yeah.
Right.
And this, like I said, this isn't a great shooting team, and they're not going to become a great shooting team. I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
But listen. He gets mad when the shots and the rotations come to you, B.R. When the shots or the rotations come to you, he says, You're putting us in bad rebounding position if you don't take the shot.
But he gives his shooters confidence, man. That's why Josh Nickleberry has so much confidence. I saw that quite a few. That's why I say we're the smartest fan base. I saw that a bunch on the text line today about how people were happy, how just how confident Josh was. That's why Dre Davis can catch that ball in the corner. Dre has been shooting the ball like crap. But you're just, it's confident, man. It's consistent. I'm okay taking a shot. And that one, boom, you know.
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.